praying regularly for people to be saved and on a regular basis, and for prodigals to come back into the kingdom, and even for elder brothers, meaning people that are working hard in religion or church work but don't really know the inheritance and the intimacy of the Father. So we pray for all those three all the time. And Joe is one of those guys. Hey, Joe, are you excited?
Yeah.
So we're going to put Joe up front. He is the son of Jim and Cheryl Spangler, who've done a wonderful job with him, but he's had an interesting journey. And he's just going to take a few moments and encourage you about the Lord's grace in his life.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a little bit about how the Lord has brought me full circle. When Sam asked me to speak, I was kind of thinking of how I could get up here and say as few words as possible and sit down, but the Lord's really given me a lot to talk about, so I'm going to try to make this short because I think Sam's got something to say too. I was raised in the church and in a Christian home and good Christian parents, and I went to, I was saved at a very young age. I went to a Christian school growing up to Central Christian, had good education, and I wouldn't say rebellious, but this curiosity to go out and see the world, and I kind of fell away, and partook in the ways of the world, and my journey ended up taking me. I signed up in the reserves, and I spent some time overseas. And I really, at that point in time, I was desperate, and I called out to the Lord, and I felt like He was there with me, and He really had took my hand, and I could feel His presence. And I would pray, and I would call out for my guys. I was a medic. And I would pray for my men, and the Lord started to work with me, and He started to lay it on my heart to pray for my enemies. And it was a powerful thing for me because I knew that it wasn't from me. And I came back, and I was kind of disturbed. I was always real mixed up in political things, and I was very opinionated on we should do it this way, and why are we doing it this way? Why is the government the corruption? And I was really down because I felt like what did I serve for? And I was just at a low point in my life. And the Lord, I guess about 11 months ago, I described it to our house church as I felt like I had a choke collar on, and that He just yanked my leash, and He said, you know, I am the way and the truth and the life. He just pulled me out of my lukewarmness, and He said that, you know, the governments of this world are fleeting, and I am going to bring a perfect government to bear, and it's going to last forever. And it was a wake-up call for me, and He just began to reveal things to me, and I had this craving for fellowship, and you know, we started coming to church, and I started getting involved in the house church, and I just have felt a calling to make it a lifestyle. As Sam says, this is not something that we do on Sunday. It's not a place that we go. It needs to be a lifestyle for us, and it's just been amazing. Our house church and my walk with the Lord has just been an awesome thing, and I'd just encourage anybody that is feeling led to get involved in the house church. Seems like every week there's always a reason why, you know, I'm trying to make excuses on not going, and every time I go, I'm just refreshed, and the Lord is doing good things, and that's all.
Hang on. I just want to, amen, right? Isn't that good? I want to thank Joe for his service in our military. Amen, everybody. And I want to thank the house church in Wichita began to deliberately pray for all their sons and daughters that were you know, knew the Lord but away from the Lord, and they began to see just a gravitational pull of the Lord bringing them back in. And Joe is a result of some of that stuff. And Joe's just a deliberate young man who has a destiny before him. His fiance, Ashley, would you stand up, Ashley? Look, just, I know she'll hate this, but look, they're getting married in November?
Yeah,
November. So they are praying together. They're in the Word together. They have a kingdom relationship, and it's just an awesome, awesome thing. And so I just, if you join with me and pray for these guys. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for Joe. Thank you that you, this collar and this leash, thank you for yanking the leash and bringing him back into the paths of life. We thank you that he is a wholehearted follower of Jesus Christ. We thank you that his heart is stirred and he's going deep with you. We pray for blessing on he and Ashley as they get married. We pray for their future and pray for their marriage, for their children, for, Lord, for the ministry that you have set before them. I thank you that Joe is a deliberate young man and he's a leader of men and that he was in war in one kind and now he's about to be in a war of another kind. And I pray as a commanding officer that you would bless him, strengthen him, help him inspire the troops. For the glory of God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Joe, you did great. Thanks, buddy.